Republican Senator Tom Tillis met Democratic challenger Cal Cunningham for a socially distanced debate last night. The two sparred over the pandemic, systemic racism, and each other's records. Jeff Tiberi reports.
The pandemic consumed about half of the hour-long forum. And early on, Tillis tried to highlight a contrast between the candidates, turning to the latest relief package considered by the Senate.
And that bill that I voted on last week had additional resources for vaccine research. He said he would vote against it. That bill would actually provide certainty to people who desperately need unemployment that's about to run out in a couple of weeks.
Cunningham says the legislation wouldn't have done enough to help the unemployed or provide COVID-related health care. Both men were asked if they would take a COVID vaccine should one come available this year. Tillis said as soon as vulnerable populations and frontline workers were inoculated, that he'd get in line. Cunningham said he would be hesitant.
Look, I've got questions, and I think we have seen entirely too many times, and especially in recent years, politics intervening in what should be driven by health and science.
Tillis called that irresponsible.
We just heard a candidate for the U.S. Senate look into the camera and tell 10 million North Carolinians he would be hesitant to take a vaccine.
The debate was void of any real fireworks. Tillis did mention U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi 5 times and U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer 7, as he continues to try to tether Cunningham to divisive national figures. Tillis also said that Cunningham failed to keep his word, first as student body president at UNC Chapel Hill, and later as a young state lawmaker.
You're well-educated, well-articulated, looked into the camera and say, I pledge not to raise your taxes. And then a few months later, he broke that pledge. Cal has said anything he could to get elected.
Cunningham responded by saying Tillis is a flip-flopper, and he cited Tillis's changing positions on immigration and his about-face in 2019 after bucking the president.
I mean, let me borrow a moment from scripture here. He'd be able to see the speck of dust in my eye better if he got the plank out of his own. Seriously.
There was some agreement. Both men expressed confidence in the U.S. Postal Service to handle the influx of mail-in ballots in the state later this fall. Tillis said he's already requested his absentee ballot. Cunningham plans to vote in person early. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.